one thing I have just thought in my head. It's a case of, why is it evil corporations always have an advert? It's like OCP in RoboCop have an advert tell all of their virtues. And all of their virtues usually are weapons. Do weapons companies have advertisements like that? Because I just find that very odd that you would, like, be a merchant of death and advertise how good your pieces of equipment can kill people. The PX-43, crowd buster, we call it. You drop it on a crowd, you can watch those limbs fly off! The P-32 shrapnel, it rips, it maims, it scores. On a face of a pretty girl, she'll have no nose left. You're laughing at your own jokes, Eddie. Yeah, I know, but kind of funny. How do you sell a grenade? How do you sell anti-personnel mines? Well, the PX-43 anti-personnel mine will blow your fucking knee, leg off of the knee, boy. You'll be on crutches for the rest of your life. Because they always talk about it will stop enemy infantry. That's why we're spreading them around schools. Because enemy infantry have a tendency of being in schoolyards. That's why we drop them from a pod on the side of the plane, indiscriminately in the way of civilians who are escaping. The P-34 anti-personnel mine with ball bearings that rip would score. Because a Claymore mine is basically some plastic explosive with 6,000 ball bearings. Jesus, who the fuck came up with that? Because it's not, it's just going to do shred, shred, shred. Bill, you've done a great job this week at the arms manufacturer. Have I? Yes, you have. You built the Claymore mines. We're so impressed by those. They're just directional mines that have got 6,000. Where did you come up with the idea of putting some plastic explosive and just strapping 6,000 ball bearings to it, Bill? Well, I had an argument with my wife last night, and I just thought I wouldn't mind seeing that bitch's face shredded off. Well, Bill, you come up with the perfect device. Jesus. Claymore Mine is an evil piece of kit. And I love them because I play Modern Warfare 3 and I get to deploy them all over the place. I deploy them also with PIRs. So you deploy them with a passive infrared device. So basically you can just leave it and anyone walking by it indiscriminately can get blown up. You're hoping that it's going to be bad guys, but in most cases, don't give a fuck, really, because it's a game. It's a game. I'm looking forward to Modern Warfare 3 coming out soon. Battlefield is out on Friday, so I don't know whether to buy Battlefield or not. It does look cool, I must admit. It does look very, very cool. I might buy both of them for Christmas for myself, because Karen's going to buy me something crap. She usually does. Love her dearly, but she usually buys me something shit. She says that I don't know her, but fuck, she doesn't know me when it comes to presents. Because if she knew me, she would know that I just buy just two games and I'm as happy as pig and shit. Because I know that I'm 44 now, that I will never be in a gun battle. I certainly fucking hope I'll never be in a gun battle. Saying that, the way the world's going, God knows what the hordes are coming over the hill soon. But I don't think I will ever be in a gun battle. I don't think that I will ever be in a dance-off. I don't think... I hope that I win the lottery. That would be nice, but that's a 14-to-1 chance, so we'll see how that one goes. I don't think I'll ever be in a gun battle, but the Modern Warfare games are so close to being in a gun battle that I don't need to be. And also, the added effect of I can see someone's head explode at 500 yards, which is wonderful. I can blow limbs off with a 50 cal, which is wonderful. And I don't have to feel bad about it, because it's a pixelated person. It's not a real person. And also, when they shoot me, I can die, but I can come back again. Woo! It doesn't happen in real life. In real life, bullets hurt. Remember that, kids. Bullets hurt. And I get to use so many cool guns.